Lead SA.
Well, today I want to tell you about a local primary school that is in urgent need of a bit of help to give it a facelift, a much needed facelift, and about the lovely story of how some of its former pupils are coming together to try and get that sorted. The school in question is EC Primary in Grassy Park. I'll share that story in just a moment, and then I hope to chat to you about Super Troopers, who celebrated their fourth birthday a couple of days ago, a little bit later in the segment. First, though, the opportunity to upgrade a local school that has been educating children for over 100 years. EC Primary in Grassy Park recently celebrated its 106th birthday. And in honor of that event, some of its alumni, specifically the class of 1984, have rallied around to try and help the school and offer it a bit of a facelift. If you're listening and you're a former pupil of the school and you'd like to reflect on its importance in your life and what it taught you and what you experienced there, I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a voice note on 072-567-1567 or give us a call on 021-446-0567. What these alumni have done is get together and formed the Help for EC committee to raise funds for the project. And they've in fact got a big fundraising event coming up just a little bit later this month, which we'd like to tell you about. On the line with me is a spokesperson for that committee, Michelle van Kervel. Thanks so much for joining us, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa, and good afternoon to you and to the Cape Talk listeners. And I'd like to thank you in advance for affording us the opportunity to plead our cause.
It's our pleasure, Michelle. Tell us what is so special about this school.
Well, I attended EC Primary 41 years ago. I started my education there 41 years ago. It's a 106-year-old school in the community, as you mentioned earlier, founded on the 13th of February, 1912, the very first school on the Cape Flats. Mm-hmm. So a very first school was shared by learners from Plumstead, Southfield, Retreat, until all the other little schools came into being. Yeah, and it's very close to our hearts, very good school, excellent teachers. We've got some good names that came out of there. Off the top of my head, the first one who comes to mind is Joha, Paul Adams.
Yes, oh my goodness, he of the amazing bowling action.
Yes, he was a student at EC Primary as well. Then we've got some amazing doctors. Who are still in the area as well. We've got opticians. We've got a good gastro surgeon at Red Cross Hospital, who's also on board with us as part of our group. That's Dr. Ronaldo de Lacy. And yeah, we've just decided we can't let the school go to ruin. It's such a stalwart in the community. It's been there forever and it's falling apart. And it saddens us to see our school falling apart because of lack of funds.
Mm. Michelle, I mean, I can hear in your voice just how much this facility has meant to you and to many others. When you say it's falling apart, tell us the extent of the problem.
The problem stems from the fact that it is a public school, government school, on private property, on church property. So government is not really that eager to get involved with upgrades. Mm-hmm. We realize also that, you know, the community plays a big part in raising funds for the school as well. But when money goes directly to the school, it needs to be utilized for governing body salaries, first of all. And that takes away money from, you know, from upgrading facilities.
The actual physical infrastructure, yeah. I mean, you said in your mail to me, Michelle, that they're working with a number of prefab classrooms, which are virtually derelict, that are health hazards in the state that they're in. Some of them are even zoned for demolition in future. Classrooms need replacing, a general need for repairs and refurbishment of the school grounds. Now, you and your former classmates have taken it upon yourselves to help raise funds for those physical upgrades that are needed. What's your target, Michelle? I mean, what do you want as a starting point to be able to make a big difference for the school?
Starting point is 100,000 Rand is our goal to, you know, just to start off with, where we feel we can do quite a few things with that. If the people go to our Facebook page, Health for EC, we've posted so many pictures of the school. The toilets, for instance, need to be upgraded. The children need to walk a long way from their classrooms to the toilets. And I've just been thinking about that. In the weather that we've had now, it's, you know, it's for them, they're going to be soaked by the time they get to the toilets. Toilets are clean, I must say that. It's very clean. It's been kept as clean as possible. But I would be scared as a little kid to go into that toilet to use it. Then there's such a lot of tripping hazards as well. As you enter the school, the tarmac needs to be replaced. Buildings, yes, buildings need to be upgraded. The prefabs, as you said, have been in existence since 1964. 1967, so they're health hazards. Little kids, I mean, your foot can go through a floorboard. It's so old. There's lots of things that need to be done. It's not just a facelift that's needed. It's a complete overhaul. And we are, as the alumni, as the ninth class of 1984, we are going to do everything within our power. Get it done.
Now, one of the things you're doing, Michelle, is organizing a fundraising event at the Barnyard Theatre in Willowbridge next week, Thursday, the 21st of June. Tell us what the event entails.
Well, the event is called the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's an evening of music. And I know everybody loves music. Mm. So it's a tribute to the greatest music from the greatest movies. And I can guarantee you, it's in a wonderful, Barnyard Theatre has such a wonderful ambience. We've been struggling to sell tickets because people say it's cold and, you know, they don't want to go out that far. But the ambience at Barnyard is so wonderful. You get your toes tapping, you interact with other people, like-minded people, you enjoy yourself, and it's for a good cause.
We'd love to, Sorry, Michelle, I interrupted you.
No, not a problem. It's 160 Rand for the tickets. And it's on the 21st of June, which is next Thursday.
Okay. If you'd like to book one of those tickets, Michelle, and I hope Cape Talk listeners will do so with great enthusiasm. Only 160 Rand for a fantastic show in a really fun venue. I've been there a couple of times and always enjoyed myself at the Barnyard at Willowbridge. Michelle, how do we go about booking tickets? What's the best way to make contact with you?
At the moment, you can make contact with us on Facebook, on our Helpful EC Facebook page. Or you can contact me on my cell phone number, if I can give it to you now.
Yes, you can.
It's 060-304-3703, and it's Michelle.
Okay, 060-304-3703. And the Facebook page is the word help, the digit 4, and the letters EC. So help for EC. All the information about the event is there on the Facebook page as well. Michelle, anything else you'd like our listeners to know about why it's important to support what you're trying to do for EC Primary?
Well, EC Primary has done a lot for me, and it's done a lot for the community. Yes, it's sent out all these wonderful people into the world. And at the moment, they're struggling a bit because of finances, but the teachers are dedicated. They've got such dedicated staff who want to see their children go to greater lengths, go places. They are servicing a very underprivileged area at the moment. Grassy Park is not the place that it was in its heyday. It is now, they've got lots of homeless children that they are serving. They feeding, they go to such great lengths. Mm. They feed their children daily. Their children get meals daily. And we just like to make it easier for them and more comfortable.
Michelle van Kervel, thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Spokesperson for the Help for EC Committee. So former pupils of the school banding together to try and make sure that the pupils of tomorrow will have the same kind of nurturing, positive experience of the school that they were able to enjoy. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Michelle, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. And I hope that Cape Talk listeners will go onto the Facebook page, Help for EC, buy tickets for that event at the Barnyard Theatre in Willow Bridge. The Hollywood Walk of Fame fundraiser is happening next Thursday evening, the 21st of June. Tickets only 160 Rand ahead.